here again. I hope you're enjoying the podcasts and you're beginning to make some wonderful changes. This podcast, Remove Anxiety, is the follow-up to our mind training podcast, Total Relaxation. It's important that you have listened to our Total Relaxation podcast regularly for a week or so before you move on to this next step in your training. The podcasts are designed to take your unconscious learnings step by step, and it won't be useful to move on to the next training session too quickly. So I know you're all keen to start the next part of your mind training, but make sure you've listened to Total Relaxation at least 7 times before you move on to this one. The Remove Anxiety podcast will start the next stage in your change, rewiring your unconscious mind and so increasing those changes that have already begun. This is an exciting moment in your unconscious training as your mind makes changes to your limiting beliefs and behaviors. In turn, you will begin to notice positive changes happening. These changes will continue to happen even after you've listened to this podcast. Every minute of every hour of every day, as the newly developed part of your neurology continues to expand, instinctively and naturally finding new solutions to problems, finding new learnings that will in turn go on to provide a more positive, relaxed, and happier outlook in your life. And the good news is, there is absolutely nothing for you to do consciously. The learnings you will acquire from these podcasts will do all the work unconsciously. So all you have to do is enjoy the process and the changes you will begin to experience in your daily life. And if you have any doubt whatsoever of the things you can achieve with these learnings, please visit our website, www.hipforyou.co.uk. That's all the W's. H-Y-P, the number 4, the letter U, .co.uk. Click on our client testimonials page to read just a few of our wonderful reviews. So it's time to find that comfortable place, a place where you won't be disturbed for the next 30 minutes or so. Turn off any electronics you don't need and enjoy the next stage of your learnings and changes. And I'll speak with you again when you return from your journey. While listening to this recording, it is best to be sitting or lying down, in a place you can safely ignore the outside world. Do not listen to this recording while driving or operating machinery. Hypnosis is simply a deep state of relaxation, a natural ability that we enter in and out of every day. The more you listen to this recording, the more benefits you will receive from it. If at any time during this process you need to awake to deal with an urgent or immediate situation, you will be able to do so easily and instantly, feeling alert and wide awake, and able to react accordingly. So now, make yourself comfortable and prepare for a wonderfully relaxing journey, a journey of self-discovery, a journey of improvement and change. And you can close your eyes just as soon as you're ready. Now, I could ask you to relax your entire body. But for the moment, I'd like you just to relax those little muscles around your eyes. Those tiny little muscles that work those eyelids. Relaxing those muscles. That's right. And as you relax those tiny muscles around your eyes, you can allow those eyelids to become relaxed, heavy and relaxed.
focus your attention there, on those tiny muscles around your eyes. The heavier those eyelids can become, heavy, relaxed, and comfortable. And as you become aware of those eyelids relaxing, now you can begin to become aware the only way they would open is if you added tension. Yourself relax even more deeply, comfortably, and in a moment, not now, but in a moment, I will ask you to open and close your eyes, and as you do, each time you will double that relaxation, double that comfort. That's it. Each time you open and close those eyes, that relaxation will double and redouble. Each and every time. But if you're unable to open those eyes, simply because they're so relaxed, heavy and relaxed, then that's fine too. And you'll notice yourself going even deeper. becoming even more comfortable. That's it. That's it. And so, you can try to open those eyes now. And immediately close them down again. Doubling that relaxation. Doubling that comfort with every breath you take, every thought you experience. That's it. That's it. And once again, you can try to open those eyes. And allow them to close down again, doubling that comfort, doubling that relaxation. With every breath you take, every beat of your heart, every thought you experience, letting go. Closing them down again, all the way, deeper and deeper and deeper still. That's it. That's it. Will go with you, stay with you, guiding you, comforting you. May become the voice of a friend or a loved one. May become the sound of the breeze in the leaves of the trees. Sounds around you matter less and less. In fact, sounds in this room, the sounds outside of the room, a car, door, voices, seem to send you even deeper, even more relaxed. And there really is nothing for you to do. Nothing for you to think. You don't even have to listen to my voice. There is always a part of you that's listening. Always a part of you that's learning. Changing. In every way that's right for you. In every way you aspire to be. That's it. This is your time to enjoy in whatever way is right for you. That's it. And I'd like you now to imagine yourself standing at the top of an escalator. A beautifully ornate escalator. And in a moment, not now, but in a moment, I will begin to count down from 10 to 1. And each time I count, you will make your journey down that escalator, automatically drifting. Floating comfortably down, down, down. And so your journey begins. 10. There are 3 important things that we can do together whenever we do hypnosis. Firstly, I can talk and you can simply follow my instructions. And by doing that, you have already created comfortable level of hypnotic relaxation. Secondly, you can think about things that I suggest to you. For example, I'd like you to think about a perfectly formed leaf of a tree. Let it be green like springtime, and with a single drop of moisture upon it, like a warm and gentle rain has passed by. That's it. And I wonder if you've even noticed the woodland in the background, a canopy of leaves above, maybe the sound of a stream trickling in the background, birds singing to one another, and the sunlight shining through the trees. Maybe you'll feel the warmth on your face or your body. And all the time, that leaf, that single drop of moisture, that's it. And thirdly, we can focus on feelings. The interesting thing is that most people go through their lives totally unaware of many feelings and sensations that they are experiencing or have ever experienced. But in this state of relaxation, you can become aware of those feelings simply because I suggest them. For example, even though you may not have been thinking about it just a moment ago, because I suggest it, your mind can become aware of the feeling of your foot, perhaps its weight. Maybe there's a sock or a shoe on that foot. Maybe you become aware of its temperature, a sensation there in that foot. Maybe it tingles. All information you weren't aware of before I suggested it. And now, just because I suggested, your mind goes to the feelings of your fingertips. Maybe they're pressing against fabric. Maybe they're touching your bare skin. Perhaps you notice the texture or the pressure. Maybe the temperature of those fingertips is different from the others. That's it. And now, simply because I suggest it, your mind goes to the feeling of your back pushing against a chair or a bed, and the feeling of that pushing against your back, maybe your head. It reminds you you're safe and secure and very relaxed. That's it. And any time you need to feel this safe and this secure, all you need to do is consider the chair or bed behind your back and your head and know that you're safe. Know that you're secure. Know that you're comfortable. That's it. That's it. And you are already learning, already learning, already changing in so many ways. As you've done your entire life, conscious mind. The first day at school can make those changes automatically. Perhaps a new pair of shoes, naturally. Or a school tie, instinctively. Learning your alphabet. Very complicated thing for a little person to do. So many shapes and sounds. An A can be large or small. A C could become an N on its side. So much to remember. A T could have a line at the top. Or halfway down,
can learn
so many things to remember and learn
consciously.
But before long, a C and an A and a T would match the picture of a cat
learning,
soon a dog,
change
a house, an apple,
understanding,
and before long, you reading
at an unconscious level.
Comics, books,
growing.
And never again did you have to consider the shapes and the sounds,
the
large letters and small letters,
learning,
joined up writing,
growing.
And now you never have to think about the shapes and the sounds. Your wonderful unconscious mind just knows instinctively,
and you have learned
naturally. It learns so easily,
experienced so many,
just like when you were a little baby learning to walk.
You learn
pulling yourself up on a chair.
You change
before falling back down.
Memories.
Up and down.
Learning.
Eventually, one day,
really learning,
you would hold yourself there.
From past experience.
Place one foot in front of the other.
Past learnings.
Very difficult thing for a little baby to do.
Unconsciously.
Turning an ankle. Bending a knee, moving a hip, while all the time trying to keep your balance. Very difficult thing. And then one day, you would let go of the chair, place one foot in front of the other. Finally, you were walking unaided,
and you have had many
soon running, jumping
in your life,
climbing, and never again did you have to consider all of the complicated procedures to be able to walk
or
run. Never had to think about it again.
That helped you.
Now you walk and move with no consideration.
And there are many things.
Your wonderful subconscious mind learns.
From you to learn.
Easily.
From the past.
Naturally. Instinctively.
Because you are bigger now.
As it's done your entire life.
Older now.
And as it's doing right now.
Wiser.
Now. Nothing for you to do consciously.
Change.
Nothing for you to think.
Understand.
You have a wonderful ability to learn.
Now.
To protect yourself. Your subconscious mind has been protecting you your entire life. Pulling a hand away from something hot before you've even realized you've burned a finger. Blinking your eyes in the wind to protect them. from flying dust, throwing a hand out when you fall, naturally, instinctively. Your subconscious mind has been protecting you all your life, repressing a memory simply because you're not ready to understand it or take its pain.
Wiser now.
Allow your wonderful self. conscious mind.
You have experience.
To go on a journey.
Wisdom.
And search for an important memory.
Understandings. New understandings.
And this memory can be something very specific. Your unconscious mind knows what it is. It is very precise. Because you still have something to learn from it.
And you will learn.
It has a negative charge.
You are changing.
Something.
Understand.
That you should not let go of.
At an unconscious level.
Until you have absorbed its learnings.
Feeling the changes.
And can view the situation. With new understandings.
And I wonder when
you'll because you are older now.
Something is different.
Much wiser now.
Something has changed.
You have learned many more things in life.
Continue to change.
That apply to this situation.
Of every hour.
And it's time for you to reevaluate
day,
the whole event.
Nothing for you to do.
In that light. And know that you are safe.
Enjoy the changes.
And know that you are secure.
Of safety.
And know that you'll learn and come through this.
But some
just fine.
Profound.
You might even know how to handle the whole situation better.
That's right.
Should it ever arise again.
Enjoy.
The first day, the girl went to school. She was given a backpack. It was light and only contained what was essential. She was very proud of it, and she felt like she was growing up. Then, when she became a student, she was given a bag for her books. And when she started her first job, there was another bag for her laptop. Soon she realized that she was carrying a large amount of weight with her wherever she went. And as time went on, strangely, she started to feel the burden. Even when she wasn't at work, she could not explain why she felt she was carrying a load when there was nothing there to see. She went to the doctor, who gave her a thorough examination, but there were no signs of illness. That night, the woman had a dream, and in that dream she dragged a large carpet bag. When she opened it, she found it was filled with a lifetime of memories and thoughts, experiences. Some were light and wispy, like air. Flecked with golden light, they floated in the carpet bag, but some were heavy and dark metallic grey, iron bricks that weighed down the carpet bag. she took out each brick, one at a time, until it formed a high wall around her. The wall was intimidating, shiny and claustrophobic, and she was determined to transform that wall. She looked down and noticed that her hands were creating a great deal of heat. She put them out to touch the wall, and somehow all the heavy metal bricks began to melt. And as they melted, they turned into wisps of air flecked with gold. Soon there was nothing left in the room but the lightness of her memories swirling around her. When she awoke, the woman's hands were a normal temperature, as they had always been. But she had felt a tremendous release of tension in her body. She felt a lightness, which she hadn't felt since she first wore that backpack to school. Mind to let you discover something
of great importance.
A memory it has selected for you.
A new way of feeling.
Remind you of something important.
A new way of reacting.
That you've needed to know.
Calm. Relaxed.
For quite some time. Begin to get these new learnings,
and you can enjoy these wonderful
not
feelings.
Just on an intellectual basis, but on an emotional basis
that's right for you.
The feeling of rightness of it all.
There really is nothing for you to do.
Liberating you
consciously
with experiences of freedom.
And you will find yourself
that this insight can give you
naturally
at an unconscious level
changing.
That's it.
Enjoying those changes.
That's right.
Recognizing.
And I want you
something deep
to allow your unconscious
calm trying
to hold back from consciousness. Intellectual hints or deeper understanding,
security
about these insights
and inner peace,
until all of these learnings have settled and solidified fully
in the way you aspire to be,
at an unconscious level,
enjoying this feeling of comfort.
So your whole experience changes. Bit by bit
of understanding,
or all at once.
That's right.
Just as soon as you are ready, giving you the freedom you deserve as a person to enjoy your life, to let your personality shine through, so you can be light, calm,
and happy. Finding solutions to problems easily, instinctively, naturally. And all of my suggestions can become your reality,
changing
only to the extent that they are right for you.
Inner peace.
And in a moment,
tranquility.
Not now, but in a moment,
naturally.
I will count from 1 to 5.
That's it.
When I get to 5, your eyes will open.
That's right.
You'll feel relaxed, awake, full of energy and life.
Changing.
Feeling simply fantastic.
Wonderful.
And you'll realize,
energized,
that those changes will continue.
Every day.
And each time you listen to this recording, you will continue to change.
In wonderful ways.
In every way that's right for you.
That's right.
Finding new solutions,
enjoying the new
answers,
calmness,
an inner peace.
Joy.
Every time you listen, because you have a wonderful subconscious mind
that is always working,
learning,
for you.
Changing,
and now you understand.
A wonderful subconscious mind that's protecting you.
That you.
And now, as my words, my suggestions become your reality,
to make those changes,
those changes will continue
easily
to grow stronger.
And
every minute of every hour of every day, and this is my gift to you. And so, all of my suggestions becoming your reality now. 2, beginning to come around now. Maybe you're aware of your hands and your feet. 3, as you begin to make your way back to the room, maybe you'll want to have a stretch. 4, as you're almost coming back to the room, and in a moment I'll count the last number, and when I do, your eyes will open up, feeling relaxed, alert, and simply fantastic. In fact, you'll feel better than you felt in a long, long time. 5. Welcome back. Congratulations. You've taken another important step in your mind training journey. Creating new neurological pathways, new ways of feeling, experiencing your life from a new perspective. Your perception changing in positive ways, helping you to live a happier, healthier life. And your learnings will continue to grow and develop. I wonder what you'll begin to notice different about yourself first. So I suggest, as with total relaxation, you listen to this podcast as often as you can, but for no less than 7 times. That will truly begin to lock in those wonderful changes. So until the next time, this is Paul signing off. Thanks for listening, and take care.